You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
November 3rd, folks all over the country will be headed to their polling places to cast their ballot. Biggest race, possibly? Presidential race?
It is the most controversial, that's for sure. I'm not sure about the biggest.
Tonight, I will vote in 2020 Black Male Voting Block tonight, 7 p.m. on Hot 103 Jams Facebook page, hosted by Brian B. Shinen.
Very important. I'm leaving football practice for this, so y'all better tune in.
On Saturday, Black Lives Matter mural installation at 6 locations across the city.
Loved them.
I went to 18th and Vine first to witness the installation. Shouts out to the men of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated. They were there.
My dogs!
The woman who commissioned the mural, if you will, was there. Her name is Adrian. I got a chance to talk with her on a Hot 103 Jams Facebook Live. You can go check that out if you'd like.
That's probably my favorite one, too, on 18th of mine.
Then I went over to 63rd and Truce. Warren Stiles Harvey was the artist who commissioned that body of work. So I went to go witness that. Shouts out to Cherie. She listens to the show every morning. She said,
"So Cherie,
I walked by with a mask on.
They know who you are."
That flabbergasted me. I'm like, how do you know this is me?
You have social media. Your place is plastered everywhere.
She said it was the eyes that she... I said, wowzers.
The eyes are the windows to the soul.
Mm-hmm. My soul is so clean and beautiful.
Yeah, that one's beautiful too on 63rd and Truth. Loved it. Yes.
Wonderful. On Sunday, I watched P-Valley and Power Ghost Book. Wonderful. Enjoyed it. I had my rag on. I was drinking my coffee. Good time.
Coffee at night?
In the morning.
Oh, okay. Okay. Man, you had an eventful weekend. So did I. Shout out to the new Mr. and Mrs. Ray Cunningham. Aww. I had a chance to do their wedding. They gonna make it.
Why you say that, Brian?
You can just feel the love in the air. He was showing out. My man's, he was like, yeah, you know, get not the five heartbeats, but the Dales. You know, love is hard. Love is a house full of love. So him and all his groomers, they you know, they did a little five heartbeat style.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Acapella.
Oh, they actually sang.
Not acapella. I'm sorry. They were mimicking.
Lip sync.
Yeah, lip syncing. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I got tatted yesterday. Went to the tattoo shop. Shout out to Bloodline Studios. Hey, my boy Diego. He got me right. This is what I was singing. Hey. That's Fabo. You know about Fabo. Shout out to Diego Bloodline Studios for hooking me up, man. I had to go get the Lombardi on the back. You know what I'm saying? What's happening? All ready for football season.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity gossip. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
622. Look for highs in the lower 70s today. A couple thunderstorms coming our way. Right now, you're cloudy in 61 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Congratulations are in order for Tiana Taylor and her husband, Iman Shumpert. They welcomed their second daughter into the world. A baby girl named Rue Rose.
Congratulations. Wake up, love.
Yes. Shumpert wrote online, "Now when we buy homes, we always find a bathroom with great energy, but not in a million years would you be able to tell me we deliver both our daughters in a bathroom without the assistance of a hospital." So they had their baby in the bathroom twice.
I don't see nothing wrong with it, especially if you look at the number of African-American women who often have issues with birthing children inside hospitals. I don't mind it.
I'm glad everything went off fine. Rihanna has been injured in a scooter accident.
Oh, no.
According to the singer's rep, the bike she was riding flipped over, causing the singer to hit her face and forehead.
Mm. And that forehead protector, she be all right.
One time I was in Bahamas and I was on a four-wheeler. And the people that I was with, we was having a good time. And one of my friends started doing like donuts on the four-wheeler. He was like, record me. So I recorded it, right? And then we got left behind because I was recording it. So I peeled off to try to catch up. And so my friend was like, dang, you really took off. I was like, dang, she really know what she doing. Next thing you know, flipped over. And it took a long time like this. You can see the scar right here on my hand, but it was like...
Oh, the little bitty scar.
Gouged out meat. It took months for that meat to grow back in.
So traumatic. So traumatic. Sorry you had to go through that. Little boo-boo.
Tiffany Haddish has revealed that she tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this year.
Wow.
Someone in a movie contracted coronavirus, right? I wasn't in direct contact with them, but they sent all of us home. We stopped the movie. Then they suggested that I go get tested. I went and got tested, got the results back. Like 2 days later, they said I didn't have the coronavirus. Then somebody else I know that was around like a week before, they contracted the coronavirus. And so I went and got tested again. Mind you, these tests are expensive. It's all outdoors. It was like $550, which really made me upset because I was trying to buy some shoes. Anyways, really? I paid for the test. Get the test the second time. I'm not feeling any symptoms or anything. And it comes back like 2 days later and they say, I did have the coronavirus, that you have the virus, right? But I didn't feel anything, like you said. And I stayed away from everybody, just stayed in my house, me and my dogs. And I practiced learning how to do the splits. And now I can do the splits.
That was our conversation with Dr. Anthony Fauci.
No, that's not who she was talking to.
Oh,
Brian.
Yes, she was. Oh,
no, it wasn't, Brian. Yeah,
yes, it was.
Brian, yeah. No, it wasn't.
Oh, would you like me to play some more of that?
No, I don't. No, Brian.
But no, seriously.
I thought she was talking to one of her homegirls.
No, she was talking to Dr. Anthony Fauci. She was. God. But listen, seriously, if you have any concerns or questions about the coronavirus, if you still don't have a good, well-rounded thought about what it is, it's a really good interview, to be honest with you, because she asked the questions that...
Just common speak.
Yes, that we're accustomed to. And he breaks it down. And I would highly suggest that you watch that. Just, you know, go to YouTube and say and type in Tiffany Haddish with Dr. Fauci.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because it's 6 o'clock something in the morning. I waited my whole life to be grown, to move out of my mother's house. I did that by my own house and everything. And here she is, 6 o'clock this morning, calling my phone. Say something, mama. Yeah, you know what's up. 6 o'clock this morning, calling my phone to ride with her same job. I'm grown. I wait to be grown to move out. I am mad. I'm tired. I want to go home, y'all. I feel like Will Smith's son. I hate it here. I want to go home. I'm mad, but I love my mother, and I'm blessed.
That's right. Spend that time with Mom Dukes.
Amen. Y'all enjoy yourself. Have a good morning.
You too. You thank too. You.
Bye.
Thank you.
Your mama. Your mama.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up. Ay, I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Mad sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up. Ay, I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 6:53. Today, look for highs in the lower 70s. We have some rain showers coming our way right now. You are cloudy and 62 at Northeast High School.
Special love to all the students, teachers, and parents getting back to school today, virtual, hybrid, or in person.
Keep your mind on them books and off them guys.
12-year-old boy was suspended from his online virtual class for having a toy gun. A teacher saw the young man move a neon green and black toy gun with an orange tip that has the word Zombie Hunter printed on the side. He moved it from, it was sitting on a couch next to him, to the other side, and teacher notified the principal. Young man was suspended for 5 days. They even called the sheriff's office to conduct a welfare check on the boy without calling his parents. And they say that he was traumatized by the sheriff showing up at the house. They said that he could be in criminal trouble if he were to do that again. I wonder how you will impose a suspension, because he's at home. So he's still going to be at home.
Yeah, he'll be at home, but he'll be left behind, though, with the schoolwork and homework and all that type of stuff.
I think that's doing the most.
I was just finna say that. I thought it was a little excessive. I really do. You know, it's a toy gun at home.
And I can understand they're trying to create an atmosphere where the children are engaged. I totally get that. But suspension, minute one, eh. I think that's a lot.
You think they're trying to set the tone, set an example?
Probably, because I know they're trying to make that environment where people know that it's serious. But I mean, this is new territory for everyone.
I agree.
And I think you have to use temperance and thoughtfulness. I mean, this is rough for everyone. Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine, you know, what the teachers, what the students, what the parents, each of them come with a separate set of issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was a little bit too much. I really did.
I'd love to hear from you. Are you getting the kids ready for virtual, hybrid, or are your kids going back to class in person? Many school districts across Missouri and Kansas have returned to the classroom today, Brian, whether virtual, hybrid, or in-person learning.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back.
Just got a text from Julie. She said her son, he goes to Lee Summit North, I believe. He's back in total virtual. One young man in Texas, they already went back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a Nerf toy gun sitting next to him on the sofa as he was involved in an art class. Teacher says she saw him pick it up and it went across the screen. She was shocked by that. Told the principal. The young man was suspended from school for 5 days. His parents are livid. Why didn't you guys call us? They sent the sheriffs to the house to do a welfare check. The toy gun is described as neon green and black, with an orange tip with the words Zombie Hunter printed on the side.
Mm. I know with the way that society is right now, and a lot of us are sensitive to guns of any kind, real or fake. But I just think this is just going a little too far. I really do.
In my estimation, it's doing the most.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that this is a whole new territory here, but I think that we've got to have some sort of grace and some finesse when you're handling these sorts of situations, because we've never dealt with this before. And there's going to be a learning curve, as with anything new.
You say it all the time, situational awareness. You should know that, you know, people at home, there's toys around, especially with kids.
A 12-year-old at that.
Yeah, come on, man.
We've got parents who are sending their kids out to school, whether it's virtual, in person, or a hybrid. What about you? What do you have to say about this?
My son, he's doing homeschool, and he's 9 years old. He has toys around him. I mean, I can understand setting the tone, but yeah, that is doing a little bit too much.
Okay, so did you wake him up normal time, make him take a shower, do all the things he would do as if he were going to in-person classes, or is he kind of just wearing whatever?
He's actually, you know what I'm saying, involved around the same ways of doing things. His mother and I, we make sure that those same standards set for him. I know it's complicated, you know, for, you know, all the kids. If, you know, kids are kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could understand that standard that they're trying to probably set so far, the tone or whatever, because we do deal with a lot. But yeah, that was too much, you know, to suspend a kid.
Well, thank you for calling up this morning. Good luck to your baby boy on the new school year, all right?
All right, man. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Cool. Now on the line, we got attorney Stacy Shaw. Good morning, Stacy. What you got?
Good morning. Today, we are going to be talking about what you should do if you were pulled over by the police. We'll be right back at 7:35.
Now, it's time for the Shade.
Drop it.
Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the lower 70s. We got rain on the way. Right now, you're cloudy in 61 in Grandview. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Virgo friends. Radio personality Big Boy is 51
Big
today.
Boy!
Rapper Wiz Khalifa out here, 33.
Hey, love Wiz.
Rapper Slim Thug, the big 4-0.
He 40?
Yep.
Hey.
Former NBA All-Star Latrell Sprewell is 50. And actor Lorenz Tate is 45 today.
Happy birthday, all my Virgos born on September 8th.
So, conference semifinals in the NBA went down last night. Celtics over the Raptors. Boston leads the series 3-2. And Clippers beat out the Denver Nuggets, leading 2-1.
Not happy about either one of them games. Denver, get yourselves together and beat the Clippers.
Cardi B and Candace Owens got into a heated exchange over the weekend. It started when Candace did an interview with Ben Shapiro and criticized Joe Biden for taking an interview with the rapper.
It is one of the biggest insults. If Black Americans are not insulted by the fact that Joe Biden, who has been hiding in his basement, you know, for the entire year, made an appearance to come up because he was going to do an interview with Cardi B. Do we have nothing better to offer? I mean, this would be akin to Donald Trump saying, I'm going to give no interviews, but he came up and he decided to give an interview to Justin Bieber, right? You're pandering. You look at Cardi B's Instagram, you see she has millions of followers, and you think, okay, this is an illiterate person, and if I appeal to this illiterate person, and she does, like she literally did in the middle of this interview, they think she's cool, she's hip, just by sitting here and taking this interview, Black people will vote for me. It's basically saying, Black people, you are stupid. You are dumb. It is demeaning. It is pandering. It is ridiculous, okay?
What about Diamond and Silk? Isn't that the ladies' names that Donald Trump be having up there?
Oh, the Black ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Among other
people. And Cardi B's not illiterate.
That's a very, like, demeaning word. Cardi clapped back, did you?
Yeah, she did. She got very... You got it on tape, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You've been antagonizing me for years. And you claim that you antagonize me because I stick my nose in politics. Because a woman like me that pays taxes, that live in a country that continuously see injustice, have a voice. That bothers you so much. At the end of the day, Candace, you've been trying to sit down with me for like a year. You even offered me $250,000. Anybody that justifies the death of George Floyd, I don't want to talk to. I don't with. I will never. You can never sit with me. I don't care. Have your fun. I know these Trump supporters are making you feel like you're the queen of the make America great again. They probably making you feel like you're Melania Trump. I hope you're happy.
Oh, no.
But the crazy thing about this is this country was founded on the difference between like how it was in Great Britain, where the aristocrats were the ones who made the decisions, and the common person is what this country was built on. So whether Cardi B is illiterate or not, her voice still matters. And we are forgetting all about the principles that this country was supposed to be founded on. So I don't care if she can't read, write, or do any arithmetic. her voice still matters.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, I got pulled over and ticketed about a week and a half ago, so this one I need to be perking my ears up on.
Stacey Shaw, go ahead and give Shay some legal advice.
Well, Shay, call me after this so we can follow up with the second half of what you're supposed to do. But today we're going to be talking about what to do when you get pulled over by the police. A lot of people don't realize that a traffic stop is one of the most dangerous activities that a citizen and a police officer will have together. And so it's dangerous for everybody. And the first thing that I want you to do is immediately when you see those lights behind you, turn on your hazards. So that is signaling that you're about to pull over. Then don't be that person that just stops in the middle of the road or stops in the center lane and then the police officer has to get out and then you obstruct traffic. Get over to the side of the road, so if it is safe for you to do so, or if there's like a parking lot or something that you can pull over and to safely do that. Make sure that you have your license and your driver's license and your insurance in your console, not your glove compartment, because this is important. A lot of there have been a lot of incidences where people have reached over into the glove compartment and then that has signaled a police officer to make a move of aggression against you. So you're wanting to have your driver's license and insurance in your console so it's easy to grab. If you are a CCW holder or you travel with a weapon, you never have your weapon in the same place where you have your ID and your insurance. Okay, so if you, that's a lot of people travel with guns. That's why you put that in your glove compartment, because it's locked. Okay, so it's locked, and then you have your insurance in your console, okay? And then you're going to want to get in and out of that interaction with the police as quickly as possible. Ask them, hi, officer, give them your insurance. I don't even ask them why I'm being pulled over. Unless they're asking me to get out of the car, then I ask them if I'm being detained and for what purpose, then I can ask for a lawyer. But if you are not being asked to get out of the car, just take the citation. Just take the citation as quickly as possible, because you can always call an attorney and you can fight that at a later time. But the longer that that interaction happens, the more likely it is that that will escalate and it will not end well for you. And I'm telling you, it may not end well for you because you're not the person that has the badge and the gun. So it's very, very important. Take the citation as quickly as possible and then get out of it. And so this is a lot different than previous lessons that I've given about getting pulled over by the police, because today I'm telling you, you want to get in and out of that transaction as quickly as possible. Ask a few questions and then take the citation. And the last thing you're going to do is contact an attorney. Okay, so if you have time to have someone on the phone, if you have time to record it, do not obviously record it. You want to make sure that you know the name and the badge number. You remember that, but you have somebody on the phone when you're being pulled over. My family members do this all the time. I was in a very traumatic experience where my ex-husband called me and he was pulled out of the car. So you're going to make sure that you have a witness, okay? But that you have to make sure that you are doing so in a safe manner that is not going to escalate the situation. Many people call me in my office when they're being pulled over. I would suggest don't wait, because I'm on the phone. I might be in court. Make sure you have a contact person that is going to be available for you. So if you get pulled over and you get a ticket, call my office, 816-359-1877. I want you to follow me on Facebook, okay? I'm telling you that I'm available on all social media at Stacey Shaw Law, but I want you to follow me on Facebook this week. And you can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com, where you have a link to register to vote, because voter registration ends October 7th. So we want to make sure that you're registered to vote. Today is Tuesday. We call for complete
peace. And if you are resisting racial discrimination and systemic racism, follow me on Facebook because there's some ways that you can get plugged in right now. Until next time, we are bringing knowledge to the people, and knowledge is power. So all power to the people. Ashe means power and the ability to change something. So Ashe, power, and until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, I acknowledged my fifth year of working at Carter Broadcast Group, Brian.
Hey.
I made it. This is the longest I've ever worked at any radio station.
Union benefits finna start kicking in, huh?
They already did. I'm set for life. No, not really.
You know, congratulations, Shay. I know that, you know, I love it here, and I know you love it here too, but sometimes it isn't the easiest, all right? But you persevered, you came, and from day one, you have hit the streets running, and you've cared about this city, you've cared about this community, and on behalf of Kansas City and our beloved radio station here at the Carter Broadcast Group, we thank you for the gift that is Shea Moore.
Oh, that's
we
so
thank
sweet
you
of
for
you.
That.
That's so kind, and my sentiments are the same. I'm glad that Kansas City embraced me the way that they have. I was actually done with radio. I went back to school and got a master's degree, and I said, I'm going to work a regular job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of radio.
Mm-hmm. We all had those moments.
I was serious. And then Myron Fears hit me up in my DMs on Facebook and said, hey, what you doing? I'm like, oh, nothing. What's going on? So he started talking to me about an opportunity here. And really, I just took the flight because I've never been to Kansas City. And I was like, oh, they can give me some free chicken for dinner and I'll see what Kansas City do. And when I got here, I made the decision. I think I got one more move in me.
And that's tough, too, to add on to, you know, this industry is picking up and moving your entire house and your entire life to a whole different city that you haven't even been in. I know that that was a challenge, too.
It's happened a lot in my career. Typically, most people stay at one radio station between 3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. But Kansas City is an anomaly. People have been working here like the lowest tenured person is like you, I think, at 13 years or something crazy like that.
Jeff Charney been here 40 years.
Right. This does not happen in the industry.
Shout out to Jeff.
You know, this is how it's been here. And it's due in part to our owner, Mr. Carter, who really gives people an opportunity. And he doesn't separate from you unless it's 100% necessary.
Right. Right. I just wish that we could tell the whole story one day.
Whole story of what?
Of you and I, of how we linked up, and because it's just,
I've said it before.
Not the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It ain't nothing to hide. I've told it. What part you talking about?
One day, everybody will know.
What are you talking about?
They'll know one day.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, I'll tell you off air. It's not like it ain't appropriate to say right now. But
what?
The moral of the story, it ain't nothing like that. But you got it. But we are glad to have you, and we love you, and we hope that you never leave.
I'm glad to be here. I really am.
It is time to flex on your ex. We had a long holiday weekend.
Child.
I know somebody done did something wrong.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheated on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah.
It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
This ex I just broke up with, she cheated on me. Mm. Had a threesome with her best friend and her best friend's fiance.
Ooh.
Nasty.
Nasty. So
I got a new fine honey who knows how to cook. Because the other one couldn't cook worth nothing.
Mm.
And this one don't even know how to spell cheat, so I think we good.
Okay. Aww. The other one had you eating Rotel every night, had your stomach backed up and everything.
It was disgusting. That's all she knew how to make was Rotel and taco salad.
Taco salad.
But this one, I got fried chicken and dressing, so I'm gravy, baby.
Already.
All right, who is this?
This is Yvonne.
Yeah, she's trying to keep you fat so you don't go out there and cheat
on
her.
Yeah, let the world know that it's Yvonne's it.
All right, fam, have a good one.
All right, you too.
Flex on your ex.
One of my close friends, her husband is hitting on me, and right now they're staying at my house for a vacation, and he took it a step further and came into my bedroom, and I told him no. Like, what the hell are you doing? Like, this is crazy, and I don't know what to do. Like, I need to tell her, but I don't know how to tell her. And last time they were here on vacation, he did the same, but it wasn't like this. It was like he was telling me about their issues, and I was just like, no, you know, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. You should stay with your family. And now this time this, and I have to tell her. I have to tell her, but I just don't know how.
Well, okay, y'all sitting around the house, you know, y'all eating or looking at TV or something, and just, I'm going to make up a name. Wallace, why you come in my room last night?
Don't do that.
No. Just do it this way. Be like, Wallace, why don't you talk to Betty about why you came in my room last night? You were saying some things that I think she need to know.
And then just like leave it like that. It was late at night. She was asleep. Their daughter was in the other room.
Right.
He came in my room.
Bring it up in front of her and him. Be like, oh, Wallace, why you come in my room last night? I think she need to know some of the stuff you was talking about. So he could be, because if y'all not in the same room, he could try to lie on you.
Yeah, that's true. I don't want to hurt her feelings, and I kind of want to wait until their vacation is kind of over. Mm-mm.
Blow up the spot now. No.
Blow up the spot.
Yep. Blow it up. It's over. Blow it up.
How they gonna fly back?
I want to know the moment my man violates. I don't want my friend to wait. You let me know now so we can handle this now.
All right. We ain't gonna ask your name. We gonna keep you anonymous, all right?
Yes, thank you.
Because I'm gonna be looking at you sideways like, why you ain't tell me? You supposed to be my friend.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, yeah, I don't even know. Like, I'm nervous as I'm just getting off work. I'm sitting in my car. Like, I gotta tell her.
Do it in front of him. Be like, but just real, you know, real cool. Don't even, you know, raise your voice. Be like, Wallace, why you come in my room last night? I think she need to know what you was talking about because I think y'all could probably fix it. And just do it like that. Blow the bomb and walk away. Throw a hand grenade and walk off.
Like a movie.
They got 3 more days here, y'all.
Nah, they gonna leave today, baby. Once you blow it up, they leaving. They're not staying.
All right, have a good one.
And you get your back bedroom back.
Bye.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821, look for highs in the lower 70s today. We got rain coming our way right now. You're cloudy and 60 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
Football fans rejoice this Thursday night. Chiefs, Texans inside Arrowhead at 7:20 p.m.
It's going down on NBC.
Patrick Mahomes in a press conference says that there's going to be a social justice demonstration before the game on Thursday night.
Things that I've been hearing is they might be playing the National Black Anthem, or the Black National Anthem, I'm sorry. And of course, kneeling as well.
We'll be on the lookout for that. Speaking of kneeling, Colin Kaepernick, the man who lost his career after kneeling during the Star Spangled Banner, is reportedly receiving zero interest from NFL teams.
Cap is still good enough to at least, at the very minimum, be a great backup. I think he's good enough to be a starter, actually.
I read an article the other day that said that a man is on the backup roster for one of the teams and is getting paid millions of dollars to just sit.
Yeah. A lot of backup quarterbacks are doing that. Nick Foles from the Bears. I know he's getting paid millions. There's a lot of backup quarterbacks getting paid a lot of money to sit. And then with the practice squad being expanded this year, there are even more players who's doing nothing, not getting any playing time, not even on the active roster getting paid. So you know, the NFL, they're saying the right things, but they're not doing the right things yet, okay? All of this can, I ain't gonna say all of it can be forgiven, but they can be on better terms with people if they just give Kaepernick a job.
Tyler Perry managed to shoot 19 episodes of his BET sitcom, ooh, Bruh, in just 4 days. Whatever how? You can do, Tyler Perry can do better and faster.
He's a miracle worker. How is that possible?
No lunch breaks.
But okay. Well, how do you? The thing that I've always thought about acting is like, and I know a lot of that stuff comes off the brain, but how do you remember all of that? That's what I'd be having trouble with.
A check. People ask me all the time, how do you get up so early? A check. If your livelihood was attached to getting up, I promise you, you get up and get it. If your livelihood was attached to you remembering something, you'd remember.
How many episodes you said they did? 19? Look, in 4 days?
Look, I'd remember it all.
I get it.
Whatever they say, I got it.
I understand.
It's in the steel trap.
Yeah, that's very difficult to do.
Brandy says that she apologized to Monica prior to their versus battle.
For what?
She said, quote, in this one phase of my life, that's more Janet.
She does have like a softer, like, you was on the right track.
One phase of my life, I just felt like I had this voice and I need to use my voice. I need to start clapping back. I need to start saying what's on my mind, and I never should have done that. That's just not even in my spirit, but I did do that, and I felt like I needed to address her about those things, apologize about those things that I said in the media.
Wowzers. That was more like Tamia than Brandy.
Okay.
That's still good, though. I still like it.
I have
it.
To work on it.
I saw Brandy, though. When you was talking, I was like, okay.
Yeah. You envisioned the braids,
yes,
right?
I did. But I'm glad that they're on a new level now. And, you know, they grown women, icons in the industry. There's no reason for them to be beefing.
Summer Walker hasn't reached icon status yet, but she went back and forth with Eliza Rain after she made comment on Future's child support case.
Sensational.
So Summer wrote, she wants $53,000 a month? Women like this are so disgusting and sad. I feel so bad for this man. Where do y'all find these types of women?
Oh, Lord.
Sensational.
Ooh, who is she sucking up to?
Mind your business. Like, that's...
Who feels sorry about Future? She's trying to get a
feature.
I guess that's the only conclusion.
But why does she care?
Why do any of us care about any of this stuff that we post on socials? Right?
Sensational.
I really don't care.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Nikki.
All right, let's see what you got.
Until she dropped the bomb on me. When she said that she was unhappily married with children.
And I wish I never met her at all. Keep going.
Yeah.
Hell no.
I love her so, and she's got love for me. Singing ain't my thing. I'm a teacher.
Oh, yeah, we can tell. Yeah. You should have stopped.
Well, thank you for calling in. You got to prepare for class today?
Well, yes, I do. I'm actually on my way to the classroom to do virtual learning with my babies.
Okay, so the teachers are actually in the building doing that?
Yes.
I didn't realize that. I thought we were going to get a chance to see inside these teachers' houses, but that's no. Okay.
Well, you know, it just depends. It depends on who and where, but yeah, y'all want to see my house?
You got tickets to go see Michael Collier live on stage at the Comedy Club of Kansas City, and you qualify for $1,000 of stimulus cash, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. What station's live, local, and lit?
Always Hot 103 Jam.
I want to break it down.
Listen now through September 10th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus cash.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's awesome. My heart is racing so fast right now.
Get ready to win and spend.
Oh, my goodness.
Celebrating 70 years. Hot 103 Jam.
Yes. You know I'm here for it.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.